Hello, welcome to another episode of the Falcon Podcast. Absolutely brutal loss today in the Southland softball tourney, but the Lady Demons will live to see another day. Baseball in their final push for hopefully a regular season championship. Men's track absolutely showed out at the Southland Conference meet. Looking forward to this episode. As always, I appreciate the support. You can contact us on Twitter at Falcon Podcast. Always look forward to listening and hearing from everyone that writes in. It is an absolute joy. Before we get started on this episode, a quick word from our sponsor who keeps this podcast free each and every episode. Starting off with track, Coach Heimerman may have just completed the best coaching job we've seen at Northwestern in quite some time. Men's track team scored impressive 133 points to finish second to Incarnate Word, who had 157. Now, there was a 12-point swing in the meet on a very controversial call. Northwestern State was declared out of the lane on the 4x100, got disqualified, and that was a huge swing. Had that not occurred, there's a chance this would have been a tie for first chance we could have won. Of course, that happens in sports. You have to overcome that, but a really tough one and definitely controversial, but it is what it is. On the positive, it marked the best finish for Northwestern since 2002, and that was during the Demon Track Dynasty, and more importantly, established us as the best men's track team among Louisiana school, and that's a place NSU has struggled to reclaim during the past two decades, and in recruiting, getting players in. Then when you look at how track is connected to football, where a lot of track athletes do play football, especially sprinters and jumpers, if you can get that track program established, it just gives you an extra recruiting base for both your track team and your football team, and they do coexist really well. Very impressed with the track team, and again, that just shows you how bright the future is. And talking to pundits before the game, people that really do follow track, before the meet, I should say, a lot of people figure Northwestern would be fourth or fifth. I disagree with that. I didn't think we were going to go that low, but to see us come out second and do that well was absolutely awesome. And to have the first hardware and the runner-up trophy coming to Natchitoches for the first time since 2002 is just massive. So great job to Coach Heimerman. Women's team did well. Also, they finished third with 124 points behind McNeese with 189 and UIW 159. Kind of a disappointing meet for the women's team. Not horrible by any means, but definitely wasn't the best performance of the year. Still then, though, coming out third isn't bad, and especially when you look at this wasn't our best performance, and to still come out third is really good. Coach Heimerman has both men's and women's programs clicking. I think the future's bright. UIW will leave. As of now, of course, there's rumors they may stay in the Southland instead of going to the WAC. But as of now, they'll be gone. Of course, Lamar coming back into the mix, that'll add different wrinkles to everything. But future definitely is in great hands with Coach Heimerman. He's done a fantastic job resurrecting the program. On a softball, just an absolute heartbreaker for Northwestern today, falling 65 in 8 innings against McNeese. Of course, I am recording this episode late Wednesday night. This should probably be listened to most people on Thursday morning. So if you're listening, I'm going to just reference everything from Thursday morning. A very tough loss to swallow as Lady Demons had McNeese beat multiple times throughout the game, but was unable to hold down the lead. Most disappointing was the defensive collapse in the final inning. Lady Demons played an excellent game, gutsy game, fundamentally sound game up until the eighth inning, and then two crucial defensive mistakes helped McNeese secure the win. Bronte Roden was in the game in relief and definitely wasn't her fault. I didn't think she pitched bad at all. Definitely pitched in well enough to have the save to get the win. Unfortunately, just wrong time to have a defensive meltdown. It happens. But now we're behind eight ball, and we're going to have to fight our way through the loser's bracket. Despite that disappointment, there were some positives. We did face McNeese ace Ashley Vallejo, who's very dominant, and I thought we crushed the ball. There was really good contact throughout the lineup. She didn't get a strikeout against us, I believe, until the seventh inning. And in the game, there were some just really good shots, that good pop coming off the bat, including a monster home run to center field by Mackenzie Chaffin in the seventh. If you haven't seen the home run, the softball Twitter account posted it. I retweeted it as well as some other people. If you get a chance, please go on Twitter and do look up that home run. It was an absolute blast, one of the better ones you'll see. Sage Hoover was very gutsy, and then when you look at the fact that she's a freshman, made it more impressive. For whatever reason, she didn't seem to be on her game that much today, was behind 2-0 multiple times in the count. But despite that, was able to battle back and limit the damage. In no way do I blame this loss on her. I thought she pitched well enough to win. Even being off, she still held their batters really kind of confused at times. Her changeup was really, really deadly today. There was times when the McNeese batters, you could tell they were just absolutely fooled. She pitched more than well enough to win. I just absolutely hurt for her playing two games in a row. Be interesting to see if she rests tomorrow. Of course, a lot of games we'll have to go through, and be interesting to see if she's able to go with the pitch count she had. Problem, of course, is that when you are facing a defending champion, you have to knock them out when you have the chance, and we did not. Plus side, I did like that Coach Pickett was very, very aggressive in the game. There was a play that I think could pay huge dividends going forward, and it was in a fourth inning. Sent Taylor Williams home. Basically, there was a hit. Taylor Williams was on second. She rounds third. Pitcher bobbled the ball trying to field it, and Taylor Williams sent home on a bobble. Very gutsy. In fact, I thought she was going to get thrown out, but it ended up working out as their catcher dropped the ball. I love it because I think it sticks in the back of the minds of other teams that they have to be alert at all times, that even in plays like that, they're going to be bang-bang plays. We're going to risk it. Even with two outs, we're going to push it. We're not going to play it safe. And hopefully it causes other teams to play on edge and hopefully causes them to make mistakes and second-guess things when they're fielding the ball. At the end of the day, Lady Demons aren't done yet, and we'll face Corpus Christi in the loser's bracket today at 11 a.m., And that, again, is assuming you're listening on Thursday morning. We did drop two of three to them earlier in the year, so hopefully we can avenge that with the win. And it's going to be a very, very busy and very tough road for the Lady Demons. But with the win, they would face the winner of Houston Baptist and UIW at 4. That game still hasn't gone final as of this. A win there, and they would have to turn right back around, face the loser of Southeastern McNeese 6:30. And then if they get past that, they'd have to face the winner of that game and beat them twice on Friday. So very difficult triple header. And the positive, though, I think with the pitching staff and the depth we have, which I still think is the best in the conference, that may end up being a big deciding factor if we can fight our way back. We definitely have the arms. But it's going to be a really difficult road to hoe. It's one that we put ourselves in with some mistakes, but it is what it is, and the season's not over, and it's going to be fun to see how we fight our way back. And as with softball, the baseball team has an absolutely massive series this Thursday, starting off tonight against UNO. It was supposed to be Friday through Sunday. They changed it from Thursday through Saturday. NSU right now tied for second with UNO, Houston Baptist, and Nichols, and Trail McNeese and Southeastern by one game going into the final weekend, which is easily probably the craziest finish I've ever seen in the Southland Conference and really any baseball conference. Demons, in my opinion, probably need a sweep to win conference as SLU takes on Nichols and McNeese takes on Houston Baptist. I'll be honest, I think Nichols is going to take two or three from Southeastern. Southeastern's pitching has been really suspect. Nichols' offense, I think, has some power. I think Nichols can take it. If Nichols takes two from three, obviously we do have the tiebreaker over them, but I'd still like to run it outright without worrying about tiebreakers. Problem for us, I believe, is McNeese taking on Houston Baptist. I don't see Houston Baptist winning that series. McNeese is playing really well. I expect, personally, McNeese to take two or three from them. If that happens, the Demons will have to have a sweep of UNO to take home a regular season title. But again, it's baseball. Crazy things happen. We've seen bad teams be good teams. And it'll be really interesting to see how this plays out. And as I mentioned last episode, I think the key is the Demons are going to need consistency to have success. biggest threat for the Demons from UNO, I believe, is a guy named Imani Landry. Has a league-leading .372 batting average. And behind him is Pierce Howard, who is fourth in league, hitting impressive .342. And I wouldn't mind the Demons taking kind of a safe approach against them and pitching around them when possible. Problem is, when you get that 1-2 punch, you put one on base, the other one's there. But if we get in positions where we can pitch around, I don't mind playing it safe in this one. Big key for us, I believe, is Jonathan Harmon. Right now has a 3.04 ERA, second in the league. And I think he has to set the tone. Wherever he takes the mound, I think he's got to go out, get control of the game, keep them off balance, and just put our stamp on saying, look, we're the best team here. You're not going to have a chance to win conference. We're going to take it. And I think that's really going to be the key. And how Jonathan Harmon goes, I really think that's how the series is going to go. He's been really great so far this year. Has been pretty, I mentioned word consistency. I think he's been the most consistent all year. Going to be interesting to see how it plays out. And with the stakes being this high, I think it would be absolutely catastrophic for UNO to take control and cause us to play tight. We've got to reverse it on them. Playing at home, I think it'll work. We beat them 2 out of 3 last time in New Orleans. Now they come up to Natchitoches. You know they want revenge. So right now, it'll be really interesting to see how the Demons respond. I believe they were built for the postseason. I think this Demon team has a lot of depth. Going to be interesting to see, and only time is going to tell if the roster is going to answer the bell one last time this year. You know, we haven't played our best, but, you know, not too late. Really interesting to see how it's going to play out with the new format. And if you haven't seen the Southland Conference format, it's basically doing a regional and super regional. There'll be two pods playing on different sites, and then the two winners will meet up the next weekend to see who is the conference champion. So really interesting to see how the regional super regional format plays out. Going to be a really fun weekend of games. Everything's on the line, both the softball and baseball teams. I will return next week and hopefully be celebrating a Lady Demon softball championship, and we'll break down a conference tournament. I will have that episode released next Monday afternoon. We'll break down the teams in the Demons pod for the baseball tournament. Again, going to be a great weekend of games. And, of course, baseball team will be traveling to LSU next week as well. Now we'll kind of cover that. LSU's kind of surging. Going to be a really fun game as well at Alex Box. As always, I really do thank you for listening. I appreciate you taking out the time each and every week. I do want to also give a shout-out and thanks to Northwestern State Athletic Department. They've been super helpful, and everyone at Northwestern has been super helpful and supportive with questions I've had, and it's really fun to do these episodes and to get that type of support from the listeners and from everybody on Twitter and the interactions. Absolutely great, and you know, the coaches at Northwestern are very approachable, and I really do appreciate that. Again, thank you for listening. Have an absolutely great week. If you are going to the game, stay hydrated. It's supposed to be a hot one. As always, Farkum Demons, and hopefully we'll take home a championship.